A distant deep space civilization has been consistently sending signals to the people of Earth for millennia. For the past two decades, we've been sending them this. Then, they stopped sending the signal. Oh well, f*** them if they can't take a joke. Stan and Haney on 96K Rock.
Hey everybody, Stan and Haney. Phone number into the studio, area code 239-277-9600. Glad to have you along. It's Friday. I gotta just state something right now. I have witnesses, and we know that this is all true.
And the fun part is, he said this on himself. Yeah. You're going to tell him the truth, and he's going to blame you as if you brought it onto him.
Yeah, but he was one. Yep. He was the one that brought it up.
Yep. I'll admit it.
Dave unsolicited.
I'll admit it.
My girlfriend earlier in the week found on the Daily Mail a logic quiz that the author of the quiz only 1 in 200 people will get all 10 right. And I thought, oh, and by the way, I want to wish her a happy birthday today. Today is her birthday.
Woo! And what birthday are we celebrating?
Yeah.
Your girlfriend?
Well, she's up there. I don't think a woman likes to divulge her age.
Of course not. No.
Woman likes to divulge her age. She's still in her 20s, though.
What?
But.
Your girlfriend.
The upper. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. I think the point he was trying to make is that she's not yet 30.
That's true. She's not. How old are you?
You're killing it.
Now,
what about the chick that you had on the line last night, man?
Oh, bro, dude.
Probably. She found out he didn't have any cash.
No. No, dude. No,
that's
dude.
The
no,
truth.
Dude.
She's selling ass mangas for money.
Let me tell you something, man. Let me tell you something, bro.
She didn't want to get in his van.
They were asking me to come over to sit with them.
So now there's two of them.
Yeah.
And so you went over and sat with them?
Briefly, yes.
Briefly, until they told them to politely leave.
No, I had...
Because how it works is the chicks expect to get free drinks, not vice versa.
I understand
and
that.
And seriously, the texts that have been coming in, a guy goes and brags about picking up a chick and has no money.
So if Mangus had... how much would Mangus have had to give you in order for you to get with his chick? What were you looking for?
Yeah.
Bro, I could buy one beer, man.
I don't know. What is the going rate for a prostitute?
Yep. So at any rate.
Appreciate it, dude.
Dave's saying bring the quiz on because I have an IQ of 140.
Damn right.
Is that true, Dave?
Yeah, man. I'm smart as hell.
I've got the IQ chart.
How do you know what your IQ is? I don't know what mine is.
It's, you know what it is? It's from street knowledge.
So what do you think?
I'm about ready to cuss.
So if your IQ is 140?
Yeah, I would say yeah.
What would you guess mine is then if it's street knowledge?
Oh man, you're up there, buddy. You're probably I don't know how high
between
they go.
130 162? And 144. Between 130
maybe,
and 140.
Maybe higher.
Shut up.
Will you
between
shut up?
130 and 144, that falls into the gifted category. That only 2.3% of the entire population who has taken an IQ test fall into that upper range.
Now we can all agree he's special, yeah. But I wouldn't say gifted.
I think he's in the 75
range. Well, you're considered
range.
A genius.
That's imbecile.
You feel that you're about 140.
Yeah, that's what I feel.
You feel.
I feel.
This is
highly intelligent.
10 logical questions. I'll be perfectly honest with you.
Mm-hmm.
I took the quiz of the 10. I got 3 wrong.
That's it?
I got 3. I couldn't get all of them right. And when I'm reading them, I'm saying to myself, this is a piece of cake. And then you start to overthink some things, and then that's when you get into trouble. This is all about logic. Now, D-Train has
times
the
what
answers.
A lot of times what they'll do is try and trick you and make a question seem obvious, but they'll have
but
a little
it's
trick.
Not. Yep.
Well, I'm kind
of curious. That's the whole thing of figuring out logic.
I'm curious here. Is there like ABC?
Yes, this is multiple choice.
Multiple
choice?
So
I'm going to give you your multiple.
That's what I was curious about.
And before you blurt out an answer.
It's Christmas tree, this son of a bitch.
Before you blurt out an answer.
Damn right. AC/DC, baby.
Listen to them all. Oh, no, you're 140. You should get all of them right. You said guaranteed you're going to get them all right.
Yeah, take it to the bank.
Did
yeah,
you know how many classes I passed by scratching A, C, D, C?
Okay, Stooge. That is not a sign of intelligence.
Yes, it is.
No, it isn't. It's a sign of true stupidity when you can't even concentrate long enough to take
a
quiz.
Did you do that every test?
No, not everyone, man, but I did
you
quite
did
a few.
You did well?
Oh, dude, bro, night school, man. Man, dude,
yeah,
they, dude,
sure.
They hand out diplomas, bro. Yeah.
Let's
your diploma
take,
your way.
Let's take the logic quiz.
The easy
see
way.
See if Mr. 140 can take the, these are just 10.
Let's rock.
And then we'll review the answers after the quiz is over with.
Let's rock.
I want you to I want you to think about your answer,
yeah.
But do not take too much time.
I won't.
All right?
Okay, Stan.
One of them is a visual. We'll get to that, and I'll hand you the paper that has the visual on it, and you'll take care of that.
Visuals.
One's a visual. All right. Are you ready? Do you want to clear your mind? Do you want to go and not be distracted by anything that goes around here, Mr.
140? How can I not be distracted when I'm looking
here
at you?
Here we go. Then don't look at me. Just listen to me. Let's begin. They say only 1 in 200 people can get all 10 right.
Let's rock.
I would be impressed if you got 5 out of 10
Let's
right.
Let's go, man. Right. Quit talking.
Start rocking.
Damn right. Number 1. And listen to all your choices.
I'm trying to listen.
How many animals of each sex did Moses bring on the ark? 1, 0, 3, or 2?
2.
Okay, Dave says 2.
Wait.
No, I have to go with your answer. You blurted out. I told you, think about your answer.
He brought one. He brought one of each sex.
What are you going with? 1, 0, 3, or 2?
He brought one. One of each sex? One,
are
yeah.
you going with A, number 1, or D, number 2?
One. He brought one of each sex,
okay.
Male, female.
I will correct that, and we'll make it A.
Damn, man.
Jeez.
But my brain's going fast.
Stop it. Number 2. Dave, which weighs more, a pound of feathers or a pound of silver? Here are your choices. The silver, of course. B, they are the same. Or C, the feathers is the right answer. Which weighs more, a pound of feathers or a pound of silver?
Neither.
Is silver heavier? Are they both the same or are feathers?
They're both the same.
Okay. So that would be B.
Number B.
Yep. Number 3, 140. An electric train travels south at a speed of 120 miles per hour. The wind is blowing north at a speed of 90 miles per hour. Which direction does the steam blow? Coming out of the train, does it blow to the north, the west, no direction, or D, south?
Repeat the question.
Sure. An electric train is traveling south at a speed of 120 miles per hour. The wind is blowing north at a speed of 90 miles per hour. Which direction does the steam blow? Does it blow north, west, no direction, or south?
South.
All right, that would be D, south. Number 4. Dave, take 3 apples from 10. How many do you have?
7.
Here's your multiple choice. 7, 6, 3, or 10?
7.
7. Is that the answer you want to go with? You take 3 apples from 10, how many do you have?
If you take 3 apples out of 10,
mm-hmm.
you're going to have 7.
Okay.
Because 7,
okay.
8, 9,
right.
10.
Very good.
Jackass.
Okay. That would be A.
God.
Dave, a farmer has this number 5, by the way. Dave, a farmer has 10 cows.
Uh-huh.
All but 6 of them die. How many are left? A farmer has 10 cows. All but 6 of them die. How many does he have left? 4, 0, 6, or 10? A farmer
has 10 cows.
All but 6 die.
All but,
how many are left?
All but 6 die. He's got 4.
Is that what you're going with?
Wait,
4?
Wait, hold on. He's got 10 cows.
Jeez. This is just a logic thing,
all
Dave,
of them die.
Mr. 140. Look.
How many of them
all
died?
All of them. I want you to seriously listen to what I'm saying.
I'm trying.
Are you on a drug right now?
No, my no, no, dude. I had a concussion last week,
no,
man.
No, you didn't. Listen to what number five says. A farmer has 10 cows. All but six of them die. How many does he have left?
All. I'm trying to get the words right. All but six. Four, I guess.
Okay, you're going to go with A, four.
I mean,
let's move on.
I'm cooked, man.
What's the matter, 140?
Don't worry about it. That's street knowledge, son.
He's halfway through the quiz, and he's giving up.
No, I'm not.
Is that when the Christmas treeing or the AC/DC-ing comes in?
No.
Here we go.
Hit me.
Listen carefully.
Hit me.
Just, and I know we're in the middle of it.
Yes.
But just for science, let's say, once we determine his results, let's go back and look and see how he would have done if he had have done AC/DC.
Number six, Dave, listen, please listen carefully.
I'm trying.
Patty's mom has four children. The first child is called April. The second child is called May. The third is called June. What is the name of the fourth child? Is it A, July, B, Jessica, C, Patty, or D, March?
July.
That would be A.
I know my months.
Sure you always have.
Sure you do.
Damn right.
I'm going to give you a visual.
Why don't we save that one for last? Make that the question 10, so we'll skip it for now, because
okay.
It'll take him a while.
Right. Yeah, I don't like it. Right. I've already seen it, and I don't like it.
Oh, please. You don't even know what I'm asking you. Here's the next one. Dave, you're in a marathon. When you speed past the runner in second place, what position are you in now?
First.
Okay, that would be letter C. Your options were third, second, first, or you won. So you're going to go with you're in first.
If you sped past the person in second place.
You're in a marathon. You sped past the runner that's in second place. What position are you in now? You said first.
You're damn right. You haven't crossed the finish line yet.
That would
yet.
Be C.
So then that would mean
that
you would win.
C.
Dumbass.
Number nine.
Yeah, dumbass.
Yep. Number nine. In 2 years, Andy will be twice as old as he was 5 years ago. How old is he? Don't worry. Don't get your brain all going crazy. I've got multiple choice for you. Listen to it again. In 2 years, Andy will be twice as old as he was 5 years ago. How old is he? Is he 13, 12, 7, or 10?
12. In 2 years... Wait, whoa.
I'll read it real slow for
you. Yeah, because you got to remember, man.
In 2 years, not now, but in 2 years.
In 2 years from now.
In 2 years, Andy will be twice as old as he was 5 years ago. How old is he? Is he A, 13, B, 12, C, 7, or D, he's 10?
How old was he originally?
In two years, Andy will be twice as old as he was 5 years ago. How old is he?
10.
Okay. That would be D. Number nine. Whenever Peter is here, Jimmy is also here. Peter is not here, so Jimmy is not here. Is that true or false? Whenever Peter is here, Jimmy is also here. Peter's not here, so is Jimmy not here? Oh, I asked that as a question. I'll give it to you as a statement, sorry. Whenever Peter is here, Jimmy is also here. Peter is not here, so Jimmy is not here. True or false?
True.
All right, now we'll go back to this one. This is very simple. This is very simple. Don't think it's like some kind of geometry test. It's logic. See the picture of the triangle with a bunch of triangles in it?
Yep.
See that?
Yep.
How many triangles are there?
How many actual
triangles are in that picture? I'm looking at these texts. Mr. 140, go take your time with that.
Sure.
How many triangles are there?
Flip upside down.
Now, do you want the multiple choice now, or do you want to have a number in your
head? No. Hang on. I need a pen real quick.
Pen?
Yeah, because...
Oh, sure, take a pen. Yeah, I don't care what you do.
I just need this real quick.
Does he have to show his work?
No, he just has to come up with the correct answer. I can give you the numbers. Okay, it is
multiple choice.
He's putting slashes down. I guess he's going to come up with a number in his head.
He doesn't have that many fingers. That's why he needed a pen.
I can't even begin to read these texts right now because I don't want to go and cause problems with him trying to figure out.
Oh, he's trying to concentrate.
Yeah.
I'm sure he appreciates it.
You got an answer yet?
He's working, brah.
All right, what's the multiple choices?
The multiple choices as to how many triangles are in the picture that you're looking at right there. 17, 27, 28, or 16? Give me your pen.
27.
Give me the pen. Not the paper, the pen. So you say B, 27.
Yep.
All right. Now, the person that put this quiz together said only one in 200 people will get them all right. I'll be honest with you. I missed three of them when I took it the other night.
Yeah.
D-Train, I have the answers. Let's go back very quickly and go over Dave's answers. There's just 10 of them. The first question was, how many animals of each sex did Moses bring on the ark? Dave said A1.
The correct answer would be 0. Moses didn't have an ark. Noah did.
So that one's wrong.
Oh, damn.
The second question was,
which
weighs more, a pound of feathers or a pound of silver? He did answer B, they weigh the same.
That is correct.
So you got that one correct.
Yeah.
Make sure you mark that down,
I did.
Dude.
That's a correct one. Number three, we asked Dave, an electric train travels south at a speed of 120 miles per hour. The wind is blowing north at a speed of 90 miles per hour. Which direction does the steam blow? He answered what, D-Train?
D, south.
The correct answer?
C, it is an electric train. No steam is produced.
You idiot.
So the answer is no direction because there is no steam.
Wrong. Number four. I asked Dave, take three apples from 10. How many do you have? Dave answered what?
Emphatically, Dave said 7. Because he did you're dumb.
That was A, and you said you did the math, I was dumb. The correct answer?
Is C, 3. Dave, you took 3 apples, therefore you have 3 apples.
So that number 4 is wrong.
You had 10 apples, you took
3. But you took 3.
You
now have 3 in your pockets.
They didn't say take away.
You took 3. You now have 3 in your pockets, therefore, Dave, you have 3.
How many do you have? I got 3 of them.
Haney has a pack of cigarettes, Dave. You took 3. How many cigarettes do you have?
This is the stupidest thing I've ever heard of.
It just shows you're a moron.
No, it doesn't.
Number 5. A farmer has 10 cows. All but 6 of them die.
No.
How many are left? Dave answered what?
4.
That would be A. Is that correct?
That's what he chose, but it is not correct.
God. No, the correct answer is?
6.
Yep.
Because all but six die, leaving the farmer with
Number
6.
Number 5 is wrong.
So right now he has 1 out of 4.
Yep.
Or 1 out of 5.
1 out of 5.
See, they're all tricking you, man.
Dude, the verbiage is just
number
getting
me, 6,
man.
I asked Dave, Patty's mom has 4 children.
Yeah.
The first child is called April. The second is May. The third is June. What is the name of the 4th child? Dave said
A, July.
Is that correct?
Yes, Dave knows his calendar. Very good
he
job.
He knows his months.
Yep.
Damn right.
However, that is not the correct answer.
What?
The correct answer is C, Patty. Patty's mom has 4 children. So her Patty's sisters would be April, May, and June.
No! I'm sorry. Oh,
man.
How long have you been in radio?
I'm sorry.
I can't believe that. You know, anybody else, I'd escort out of the building.
I'm sorry.
How dare you?
I'm sorry, but
You're effing wrong.
That got me. That was uncalled for, and I apologize, but my God.
Jeez. How long have you been in the business? You're just showing even continued stupidity.
No. Know what it is? Thank God we got a dumb button.
I asked. I had to hit it.
I know you did.
Because the last time you hit it, it was for no reason because he told you to hit it.
You know what that tells me?
What?
This is getting to him.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
I've never seen you lose it like that,
Patty's mom has four children. I just named three of them. What's the fourth one? It's Patty.
Because her mom.
You bonehead.
Patty's mom.
All right, we jumped. We'll do number seven.
Patty's mom has four children. He named three of them with the months, which means Patty's the one left.
No. Oh, what, are you going to cuss again?
No, I'm just, you know.
All right, the one that you were trying to figure out that we saved for last. You're going to like
this. Who found this?
You're going to like this.
Your old lady find this?
You're going to like this.
My God.
How many triangles were there in your little picture that we saw? Because
he put a lot of work into this.
Yes, he
did. You said B27. D-Train, what's the correct answer?
That is the correct answer.
27 triangles. That is correct.
You know why?
Yeah, because you got to count the big triangle.
Well, and then the three little ones inside.
We'll also know how to weigh things out properly.
Number
eight. Distributions and...
You are in a marathon when you speed past the runner in second place. What position are you now in? You said C, first place. Is that the correct answer, D-Train?
No, sir. The correct answer would be B, second.
Yep, you just passed the second place runner.
You just pushed the person who was in second into third.
Wrong.
He was in second, you were in third. You passed him, now you're in second,
now
he's
you're
in third.
In second, and he's in third. You're not in first.
That makes no sense. If I just passed a person that was in second place, I would be in first.
No, because you were in third.
Dave, I'm in second place.
Stan's in first.
You pass me, Stan's still ahead of you.
Whatever, boys.
Bonehead.
You know what?
It's the way it's worded.
That's the way.
No, the way it's worded. The way it's worded leads you into that answer.
In 2 years, Andy will be twice as old as he was 5 years ago. How old is he? Dave said D, 10 years. Is that correct?
No, sir. The correct answer is B, 12.
And the reason behind that?
In 2 years, Andy will be 14. Half of that age is 7. So his current age is 12.
Okay. Now the last one. Come on, I'm pulling for you.
Yeah, sure you are.
You got the triangle.
You got it. You got the triangle.
Because I'm good
Number
at stuff
10.
Like that, man.
Whenever Peter is here, Jimmy is also here. Peter is not here, so Jimmy is not here. Is that true or false? D-Train, Dave said that's A, true.
That is B, incorrect. The answer is false. Peter can't be here without Jimmy, but Jimmy can be here without Peter.
Yep, he can be there anytime he wants.
Because Peter is
that
Jimmy's tag-along.
Stupidest damn survey I've ever heard.
So, for those of you playing at home, Stan missed three. Dave got three correct.
Anybody need me to come by their house and weigh stuff
hold
with my triple beams, I'll
he
be
got,
more than happy
hold
to.
Hold on a second. He got two correct. He got number
he
seven,
got the
triangle, and he got the weight of the feathers and the silver. That's it.
He got two right.
He got two right.
So he got two right. What if he had just done AC/DC?
Yeah, how'd that work out?
You got the answers, D-Train? If he'd just gone AC/DC, would he gotten more than two?
Okay, so the first one would have been A in his AC/DC. That would have been wrong. The second one would have been C in his AC/DC. That would have been wrong because it was B.
Right.
The third one would have been what? C? No, DC. So three would have been correct, which he got wrong. So he would have gotten one.
Right, right.
And then number four would have been A in his, which C was the correct answer. So that still would have been wrong.
No, he would have failed anyway.
Five would have been correct with C.
All right, two.
So he has two there. Six would have been wrong. It was C. He would have put D for DC. Seven, he would have gotten wrong because he would have put C, but it's B. And then repeating the cycle again, eight would have been wrong because the true answer is B. He would have put A. 9 would have been wrong because it was B, and he would have put C. And 10 would have been wrong because it was B, and he would have put a letter that's not
so
even an option.
So it would have been the same result.
Garrett, Hawaii 5-0.
Batman.
Kojak.
Frank Cannon.
Jim Rock.
Stan here.
This is 86 calling control.
I'm Mark Haney.
John Robinson commanding.
Matt speaking.
Are you finished?
Stan and Haney.
96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody.
Stop it, dude. Stop it right now.
Stan and Haney, you're about 20 minutes away. We got to get caught back up on time here. So you're about 20 minutes away from your first leg of traffic. So to get caught back up on time, I'm going to read some texts. And I'm also, because when Dave was outside and he said that he had an IQ of 140, which is only falls into about 2.3% of all people,
well,
and that's gifted.
He does. That's what he feels his IQ is.
I feel it's this. Now, this is classifying IQ, let's say, below normal. Mm-hmm. And I'll make it easier for you because I'll show you a picture and I want you to circle the one you think you are.
Oh, man.
This is compiled by Campbell M. Gold. This was the IQ testing classification system that was established for children in 1911. Now, we know the high end, and we found out that Einstein had a 161 IQ.
62, Stan.
Oh, you're sharp.
Well, Einstein was really a one-hit wonder.
Yeah. Now, if 100's normal, those with IQs between 50 and 50, or 51 and 70, they're adequate at learning skills. They're able to communicate. If your IQ falls between 51 and 70, you are listed according to the way it was compiled in 1911. You're a moron. If you have an IQ between 26 and 50, you're unable to process past the mental age of approximately 6. Close your mouth. You would be listed as an imbecile. And then a 0 to 25, poor motor skills. Close your mouth. Extremely limited communication.
Bro.
Bro. And little response
not
to
cool.
stimulus.
Not cool, bro.
That would make you an idiot. Now, you know, that's all mumbo jumbo to you. I have this original chart. Circle which one you think is you.
Well, you got,
okay. Here you go. Here's a pen. You circle that one, and we'll post it online from the Absolute Law text line.
Oh yeah, this is Make me look good, Stan.
Absolute Law text line. Circle which one you think is you. It's certainly not 140. Gifted. Absolute Law text line. Guys, this is radio gold. You better save it for the best of. Guys, I got 3 wrong. I have an IQ of 131. I know this because my mother tested me as a kid. So he got 7 right and 3 wrong. Guys, there's a sissy in the room now.
Did I just hear that?
Absolute Law.
Hold on
line.
A second, Stan.
Yes.
Somebody just said.
Called you a sissy. You're really? The one cussing.
Really?
You put up with a lot, but there's certain things you won't allow.
Yeah.
Sissy.
You're not a sissy.
You're damn right I'm not a sissy. And in fact.
You're a wuss.
That text line tough guy. You better go sit down on your toilet seat and take a sissy.
Absolute Law text line. Oh, my God. Can I get a copy of this IQ test? I have some people that I would love to give it to. Laughing my ass off. Where do I get this test? Dave, IQ of 140. I think he meant an IQ of 14. You might be right. Where does that put him? IQ of 14. Ah, idiot.
Oh, well, sorry, Stan, but this is where I'm at, right here.
Oh, yeah, you had him circle it. He's got it done. So what is Dave, according to Dave?
Dave views himself as a high-grade imbecile.
You know why?
Because highly functional.
I get stuff done, son.
Yes, you do.
I get stuff done. Mechanics, you name it, I get it done.
I won't be Dave even if he took the test twice.
You know, I want to figure out, because we never really did get to the bottom of it, what D-Train was talking about Dave talking behind his back.
Oh, man,
yeah, you know,
come
and
on.
A lot of that's, you know what? And
that is nothing that needs to be brought up, man.
So it's not true.
And that's all I want to know. Private stuff is private stuff,
exactly.
Man.
Exactly.
All right? But you have the habit of talking behind people. You talk behind Haney's back.
No.
You talk behind my back.
Oh, my
you
God.
You obviously dude. Talk behind D-Train's back. I don't want to know the privates of all of that. We're a tight-knit group here, and we know each other's...
We're a gang, bro.
Right. Now, but evidently you break that code. Did... Yes or no? Just yes or no. Did you talk... behind D-Train's back? Yes or no?
And you know what?
Don't even explain it. You know what? You'll have I'll have more respect for you if you just open up and be honest about it. Did you talk behind his back about him and his issues?
I'm yes depressed or, about it.
Yeah, that's not what I asked.
There's only two options. Yes or no?
Yes, I talked about him behind his back. Or no, I would never do anything like that because
okay,
we're a
tight-knit group.
Okay, Stan,
check more. Yes.
You did.
There we go. Let's just, you know, let's hammer down.
I know you've talked behind my back.
Oh, shut up.
And I know some of the stuff. You'll talk to me about Haney that I shouldn't be my
what?
Business.
You wouldn't talk about me, would you?
Hold it. Let's,
I don't want to get into this today.
Have you ever talked behind Haney's back about him? Yes,
dude,
or, yes
dude,
or no?
Do you think my brain works, man?
Yes or no?
I can't recall anything.
We know he has because Zito brought it to us once before on the air, last time this blew up. That's why we're so mad, because this is a reoccurring issue.
What, he was telling Zito stuff about me?
Yep.
Years. Remember? That was a few months ago.
He
was out of the
air.
No, I don't remember it.
Yeah, because you thought it wasn't a big deal.
What did you tell Zito?
I can't remember.
No, I don't even
know.
He
probably doesn't want to go out on air.
Yeah, you don't want it on air.
Oh, we don't want nothing on air, man. This is a bunch of BS, man.
No, you talk behind people's backs.
Let's move on, man. We got a show to do.
You're absolutely right.
Whose show is it?
But you know what?
Come on, bro. It's their show.
You shouldn't be talking behind people's
backs. That's it. I got to go.
At least,
see ya.
At least he's just talking behind people's backs.
Yeah.
The worst
yeah.
are the ones that do the screen captures and try to stir.
That is correct.
Yep, he's done that too.
No, he doesn't know how to use a phone properly.
Dude, I don't have a phone.
He don't know how to do a screen
That happened
capture.
To you, didn't it?
Actually, that happened to Stan. And yes, it happened to me too.
Mm-hmm.
Same person.
Yep.
Uh-huh.
That is Bush League.
Yep.
Uh-huh.
And do you know who that is?
Yes.
Okay.
And I was just recently invited to a party of his that I'm not going to.
All right, we got
to
take a break.
That is just, to me, you know.
Oh, it's the lowest of the low.
Dave talking is one thing.
Because I get sad,
is drunk talk.
But for somebody to send you a screenshot of, oh, look what somebody said about you.
After they baited you to say it.
Yeah.
That's pretty damn low.
From the Absolute Law text line, liars always drag out the answer.
Shut up, Texter.
I don't think you're a liar, Dave.
Dude, I'm just trying I'm just trying to make it, man.
What is he?
I'm just trying to make it, bro. And you know that.
I don't think he's a liar.
He's a low-grade imbecile.
Yeah, well, no.
No, I'm a high-grade.
High-functioning imbecile.
High grade imbecile.
Now, here's my...
Now, when you were talking behind D-Train's back...
Oh, my God, man.
The person that you were talking
to
about D-Train
right,
behind his back...
Yes.
Is that somebody that's trustworthy?
Somebody that I know, yes.
Well, I mean,
that's
somebody that you think probably wouldn't repeat it.
Absolutely.
Then how does he know about it?
Because he's friends with them, too, apparently.
Now, here's
and
the
they
thing,
told
Dave.
Him.
I don't know.
Here's the thing, Dave. It's not the topic of the conversation. It's the fact that you still do it after we had a long conversation in my garage after when you did it to those two.
Yeah.
And I explained to you that you have got to stop doing that. And then to find out you're still doing it.
Yeah.
And by the way,
act like I'm out there doing.
You
are. Because I know you, the fact that you're telling a person that we're friends with that I don't care that you told them makes me believe that you're probably telling other people too.
Yep.
No.
And Haney had it right. How would D-Train know that if that person that you confided in didn't go and blab it back to him?
Considering I wasn't even in this town, and I still found out about it the same night.
We got to take a break.
Then you know what, boys? I'm breaking off all friendships.
Okay.
You better not.
Okay.
I won't allow it.
No, don't. Haney, you're playing right into... He ain't breaking off any friendships.
Yes, I am.
He's going to go out tonight and be hanging out with the same people doing the same thing.
No, I'm not. You know what?
Breaking off your friendship
with
me?
I've got things to do, and I got a busy weekend.
You don't want to be my friend?
You're my only friend.
Oh, yeah, am I your friend?
I don't know sometimes.
Yeah? I don't know about you. How's that? I don't know about you. You know why? When most people tell you something, you take them at their word. I immediately am skeptical about you.
Every time I say I love you.
96 K-Rock.
Hey, this is market manager Brad Beasley. You know, I used to listen to Stan and Haney for many, many years. But quite frankly, I don't listen to Stan and Haney anymore. And I don't like them.
Dan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
I'll give you 10 seconds, Dave. Snap the F out of it.
I am out of it.
You know what?
You don't appreciate what a dynamic entertainer he is.
He's a stooge.
He's got it in his blood.
What?
His relative was a ventriloquist for Al Capone.
Yep.
I don't.
Yep. That's true.
Yeah,
it's
show
true.
Me the proof. It's I want to see. I want to see the dummy of your family with Al Capone.
You saw the one photo with the dummy, right?
Yeah. Where is he with Al Capone?
Okay. Well, I'll get that too.
One of Dave's relatives is responsible for making the buffalo go extinct.
Yeah, exactly. He shot over 44,000 buffalo.
I want you out of my face. Okay. Just step back.
That's hard to do when we're in the same room.
You just can't appreciate the awesomeness.
I know. It's just something I can't grasp. We're going to do an instant win right now. Instant win. I have two pairs of tickets to go see Sebastian Maniscalco. That show will be in November at the Barber B Man. We have two pairs of tickets remaining. I'll take callers 9 and 10 on the K-Rock lines. 277-9-
That came out of nowhere.
Yep. That's what instant win. 277-9600. Callers 9 and 10, go see Sebastian Maniscalco at the Barber B Man in November. Callers 9 and 10, 277-9600. It is Friday. It's traffic time. Here's Dave.
Now, woo! K-Rock traffic.
All right, everybody. It's Friday. Yep. Getting close to quitting time. And this is El Jabroni reporting for traffic.
Did he know what the translation of that was?
No, he doesn't know.
Yeah, I do, actually, and I think it's pretty funny.
Well, what does it mean, then? What do you think it means?
Like I'm a big wiener or something like that?
Loser,
yeah, you know, big joke. The whole works. You know, there's a lot of translations in Spanish, Stan. Maybe you should think about it.
I don't think that's
Spanish.
Yeah, it isn't.
All right, well, can I do some traffic, Stan?
Waiting on you.
Yeah, Stan, why are you always running your mouth at Dave? Yeah.
Gosh. I'm telling you. All right, Fort Myers, we got a crash. Jetport Loop Road and Treeline Avenue, so be on the lookout for that. No injuries reported. Bonita Springs, we got a crash on Bonita Beach Road right in front of the old smoke shop. Let me tell you, it's probably puffing away over there. Caused a little bit of an accident, so be on the lookout for that.
I'm not laughing at you.
Of course you're not. And then in the 12,000 block of South Cleveland Avenue, we have a crash. Eager Beaver Car Wash.
Your music ended. You couldn't get through it.
And that'll be traffic another day.
Absolute Law text line. Dave is like one of those kids on the playground at school, constantly needs to lie and make up stories for attention. You know what? Kind of like a chick.
Oh, that is not cool.
You know what?
Not today, bro.
No, not today.
If not today, when?
You know what?
Coming up in less than 1 hour,
it'll be
the newscast of record with Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman.
You rock, Dave.
Damn right I do.
Let's see what's coming up, and he's got the headlines. but a tangled web we weave.
I don't want to hear it.
Coming up in less than an hour on the news, we will have some things for you you did not know. Dave, stop mean mugging Stan.
No, I'm not, yeah. Man. I'm looking at you, bro.
No, you're not.
You know, if there's one thing that shows up. Mayonnaise ice cream. Who's with me?
No.
What about Skittles without their shells?
Yes.
You know, in recent elections, the term anchor baby has come up a lot. And what they mean by that is if a woman gives birth in the United States, that child automatically becomes a citizen.
Yeah.
But it's not just in the United States.
Where else is it?
Well, evidently, if you manage to give birth at Six Flags, the mother and child get free visits for life.
Woo!
Man tries to bribe the police with Krispy Kreme donuts.
Yeah. Tell Gabe to stop being a wuss.
Hey.
Oh, you think you're going to bother me with that one?
He's calling you.
Yeah.
Gabe.
So what? That bounces right off, and it's not like you called him a sissy.
Yeah. You know why? Because I got a shirt. You know what it says? What? Florida Badass.
Yeah, notice you don't wear that anymore.
Well, I haven't had a chance to. I would have wore it last week.
That's a nice shirt, man.
You damn right. In fact, you know what? I might wear it out tonight.
Oh, hell yeah. A man in Arizona stole an ambulance so he didn't have to walk in the heat. And finally, what is what's a millennial burglar like?
Yeah, what is that like?
I don't know if they're all like this, but we know a 17-year-old broke into a house in California and woke up the couple that lives there so he could get their Wi-Fi password. These stories and much, much more unfortunate nonsense coming your way in less than an hour on the news.
Thank you. I gotta shut that screen off. They are vile today.
Text just
I'm not worried about
in.
It. Read them on, Stan. Bring it.
Go ahead.
I ain't got time. I ain't got time.
Well, pick one, then.
Well, you know, I am a hot-button type of person, so...
Hell yeah, yeah.
You know, we do get a lot of feed.
What's that shirt say? Florida puss cake? Florida ass hat?
Very funny. Come on, keep them coming. Keep them coming. Let's see what else we got.
Doesn't his shirt say Florida donated dumbass?
Okay, what else?
I'm not going to read anymore.
Well, because they're all text line tough guys.
Yep.
And they're probably a bunch of bitches.
They got no idea.
Laughter.
What they're dealing with the Florida badass here.
They have no clue. Yep.
You bring it on yourself. Clue. You realize you do.
Hey, listen.
Laughter.
No clue.
4 o'clock fluffer time. Mark.
Stan.
Everyone.
D-Train.
Dave.
Haney.
Honey, I'm home. Hello?
Yeah.
Hello.
Woo!
There she is. Evidently, there's a lunar eclipse or something, Stan?
Yeah, it's going to be the longest lunar eclipse, I guess, this in the 21st century.
Blood moon.
None of us will be able to see it, though.
Huh. Well, with that in mind, we bring you today's list of the...
Top.
Lunar eclipse fun facts.
Top lunar eclipse fun facts. Oh, somebody wants to know where you're going to be tonight with that Florida badass shirt on. They want to meet up with you.
Don't worry, man. I got some women texting me right now wondering where I'm going to be wearing the shirt.
Really? That's funny. I thought you were coming to my house to do a podcast.
Yeah. Thought that's what you're doing for your evening.
But I'm really not going out, so trust me.
What?
I just say that.
You're not going out?
No, I got to work, dude. I got work big time.
You're doing his podcast tonight?
I got work.
Are you doing this podcast?
We were talking about doing it Friday, okay?
Which is today.
When we're going to move it to Saturday.
But you said you can't because you're working.
I'm trying to do Saturday and Sunday. I'm working.
Which leaves tonight.
So let's do it Saturday because that'll give me a chance to bug out early at the job and, like, cool down some. Can we do that?
Should this conversation
Sorry
be going
about that,
on
folks.
Now? Why don't you again?
No, it's Haney's
why don't
news.
You go, why don't you go out in the hall and pace? He's doing the 4 o'clock fluffer. You don't even know what.
Did
saying
you get that worked out? Are you guys on the same
on
page?
That?
We will be, Haney.
So are you going out tonight or not?
No, man.
Why not? You're chatting up some chicks right there.
Yeah, I thought they were texting you.
And just
give me your phone. Let me see.
Damn
what it!
Is.
No,
let me see what it is,
dude. You're never touching this phone, bro.
Yeah, because I don't think there's any chicks texting you on that thing right now.
Were there chicks texting you, Dave?
No.
He's
no,
got to go to another no, day and
no, no,
scroll.
No, hold on.
Yeah, he's
yes,
scrolling.
Wear that shirt tonight. Next one says, I would love to see you and take a picture in that shirt.
Signed, Big Earn.
Sorry, brother, you're just jealous.
Yeah.
You always have yeah, been jealous of him.
Yeah. Haney? Kick some ass.
Thank you, Dave.
Jerk.
Oh, I've got a great one here I'll start off with, Dave, that will really amuse your Democrat friends. During the eclipse, the moon will turn red, much like Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Wisconsin. Woo!
Get some.
I'm scared of this stuff.
You should be.
Oh, the White House has put out a statement on the eclipse. And they say not to worry about the lunar eclipse. It's only visible in asshole countries.
I think that the more we delve into it, the more we see I can be indicted.
Yes.
Oh, it's coming.
You should have been. You and your husband and the vast majority of your relatives that you have enriched at the taxpayers' expense.
I think it is clear.
It most certainly is.
I'm a strong black woman.
Well, good for you. How old are you? Like 80?
Literally.
It's a great time to get up on the roof with the old telescope.
Yeah.
And watch your hot neighbor shower.
I love it.
Yeah, damn right.
Get you a view.
Yeah. Is he normal?
High functioning.
What a fool. I'm wondering if I've been brainwashed and you guys got me out of an institution.
No, I'm not stable.
At the same time as the eclipse, Mars will be at its brightest, like two queens competing for the spotlight on RuPaul's Drag Race. Lunar eclipse is considered sort of like a half day for werewolves.
I think you need to go back to school.
Yeah.
Yeah, they like that one. Yeah.
And finally, the very top lunar eclipse fun fact.
Yes.
Much like common sense on a university campus, not really visible in America.
Who wants to see another belly flop?
Me! I do!
And that, my friend, is a 4 o'clock.
Fatty bone.
Elvis has left the building.
That's it, baby.
Freddy, email ahoy at stanandhaney.com.
What?
Ahoy at stanandhaney.com.
That's it.
What a response from our question of the week. What is your hometown known for? Let's start with a friend of ours, Scatter.
Jesus.
That's what you call him.
Yeah. I feel more at home because of your question of the week. First of all, I said it before and I'll say it again. Don't worry about where I'm from. But where I'm from, up north, it is known for the Speedy Sandwich. There is a sauce and everything for them based out of my hometown location. He thinks I don't know where regional sandwiches come from. Scatter, you lived in Binghamton, did you? Besides this radio show, Speedies are better than anything else here in Southwest Florida. I am so disgusted with this location. Signed, Scatter.
So what is a Speedy?
A Speedy, I think it's like a chicken sandwich.
A little crystal meth on top.
He says, I've considered opening up a Speedy sandwich restaurant in South Florida before, but I hate the restaurant business and I hate restaurant workers. Wow, that.
Good thing you pulled back on that idea.
Don't talk like a jerk.
This is from Eli. Hey, guys. Eli here. I grew up in a small town named Gainesboro in Tennessee, known for the poke shallot festival, or salad. S-A-L-L-E-T. Poke salad. I thought it would be like poke salad Annie.
Yeah, I don't know. Chive.
School would be let out early. We'd gather around the town square to be treated to numerous vendors, turtle races, poke salad eating competition. It's a turnip, collard green, and mustard.
Oh, nice. Okay.
This is Junior. Oi, gentlemen. My name is Junior. I'm from Springfield, Mass., home of the Basketball Hall of Fame and the Springfield Armory and Indian Motorcycles. Yes, is there something I can help you with?
I think Dave might want to say something about his hometown.
Dave's hometown.
What I would like to say is, question of the week, the hometown thing. Duval County. Come on, bro. Jacksonville, Florida, baby. Home of Lynyrd Skynyrd, son. Westside Jacks. Woo!
So that you consider that your hometown?
Yeah, man.
I thought you grew up in California.
I grew up in California.
Wouldn't that be your
hometown? But I was born.
It's not where you're born. It's where your hometown was.
And partially raised.
How old were you when you left Jacksonville?
Jeez, that's 10.
12.
12.
You got some time in
so
there.
So that's what I'm just saying, man.
Then you moved to California when you were 13 and joined the Latino gang.
Yeah, that's my hometown, man. Westside Jacks. Lynyrd Skynyrd, baby.
Best Andy band. Writes, ahoy, gentlemen. I'm from Orr, Minnesota, a little town of maybe 250 people. We're known for a beautiful lake called Pelican Lake. Great fishing year-round. But what we all look forward to during the winter is getting absolutely plastered and go ice golfing on the lake. When I was growing up, the adults used tennis balls as the drinks started flowing. Not for safety reasons, but because they started losing all of the balls as they blended in with the snow. Lots of fun. Michael. He's from Port Charlotte. Originally, I'm from Franklin, New Jersey, known for the fluorescent minerals. It's known as the mineral capital of the world, named after Benjamin Franklin. Scott, I'm from a little town in Indiana called Winchester, and we make the state pie of Indiana. It's called a sugar cream pie. The company is called Mrs. Wicks.
Sugar cream.
Yep. Alan. Ahoy, this is Alan from Fort Myers. I grew up in Oakland, Illinois. We had a cornbread and bean festival.
Nothing wrong with that.
Nothing wrong at all. Jason writes, ahoy, gentlemen, this is Jason from Cape Coral. My hometown is DeKalb, Illinois. It was home to two huge things in America. First, the company DeKalb Argo, which is one of the biggest corn companies in the Midwest. The second, home to the Elwood family. Mr. Elwood was one of those who perfected the modern-day barbed wire.
Very important invention.
Every town has something. Christy writes, hi, my name is Christy. I live in Lehigh Acres. Been here for the past 16 years, but I hail from Derry, New Hampshire. D-E-R-R-Y. Derry used to be all farm. Home to Hood Derry. So it's a cow town. Okay, all of that aside, let's move all of that aside. Ladies and gentlemen, the Guardian.
Jesus.
I see Crowley in here. Let's see. Okay, maybe not too much today. Let's see. Ahoy, gentlemen.
Wow. He's going to talk about that Crowley idiot.
Ahoy, gentlemen. Guys, the other day I was standing in line at the store when this headline from, I think, the New York Post caught my eye. Handicapped man caught not using wheelchair provided for him. This guy apparently whined and carried on about not having a chair to use. Sounds familiar, doesn't it? But the real kicker is the picture we are sure you know. Oh. But the real kicker is the picture. Maybe D-Train can find it. Here are some names for you. Oh, old people names. Zofer. That was his great-grandpa's name. Julian, Hazel, Marlin. So did you see the ignorant statement from Senator Crowley? He's the one who got defeated by that socialist broad. He said that the government should pay the illegal parents whose children were separated. Well, hell, that's just plain stupid, don't you think? Haney, get your butt to the doctor, please. You guys are the best. Sign the Guardian.
He's done it again!
There we go. We're going to take a break. We'll be back. This is the Stan and Haney program.
Everything that rocks.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, thank you for joining us. We're going to get you caught up on traffic here in just a second. And I'm going to tell you about Nonpoint. This is going to be a good one at the ranch.
Yeah.
Right. Let's get you updated. Here's Dave.
Now, K-Rock traffic.
All right. Everybody almost quitting time. Woo!
Whatever.
Hey, real quick, we got five on the board,
yeah,
man.
You got a lot to go through.
A lot happening. All right, first, Fort Myers crash. Jet Port Loop Road and Treeline Avenue South. Be on the lookout for that there. Crashed Fort Myers, South Cleveland Avenue, right in front of the Bell Tower Shops. Be on the lookout for that. Fort Myers.
I'm on the lookout.
We got a disabled vehicle on Summerlin Road and Boy Scout Drive.
Be on the lookout for that.
Swerve around that one. And see here. North Fort Myers crash. North Tamiami Trail. Right in front of Matter Electric. And let's see. We got one more. Hey.
Be on the lookout for that.
This keeps on continuing. And this is a travesty. We got another hit and run at Tuckahoe Road and Joe Boulevard in Alva.
Say what?
Tuckahoe.
I'm lost.
You never been on Tuckahoe Road?
And you are up to date.
Not an update, 30 minutes.
Thank you.
Rock and roll.
96K Rock presents Nonpoint. It's going to happen on Thursday, August 23rd at the ranch in Fort Myers. Get your tickets right now at 96krock.com. Doors will open. Hold on. Somebody's got a mic open over there.
It's off. My switch is broken.
Are you kidding me?
Bring it down.
I'm going to just bring it down. Doors will open at 6.
This place is falling apart.
Of course, thanks to you. Special guests, he is legend and Letters from the Fire. General admission seating, $15. It's an 18 and up show, so Dave, you can bring a date. And if you're under 21, you got to pay the additional $5 surcharge at the door because you ain't drinking. Nonpoint and their CD release party, It's going to be August 23rd at the Ranch in Fort Myers. Tickets at 96krock.com. Ahoy!
Hey, what's up?
Hey, what's up? Who's this?
Hey, this is Skippy. I just wanted to call Skippy.
Hey, Skippy.
Yeah, I just wanted to call in and say, Dave rocks.
Thank you, Skippy. You got yourself a fan right there, Dave.
Hey, Skippy, thank you, man. I'm going to add you to the board here.
Hey, Dave.
He said, hey.
Oh, hey, what's up, dude? What's going on, man?
We're right at a real high functioning level right here.
Sorry about that, man. I was just putting another mark on the board of fans, bro.
Yeah, I'm a big fan, especially because you always stand up for yourself when everybody's trying to call you names and stuff.
Man, they're always trying to bring the man down, you know, and that's the whole thing. And that's what people like to do is to bring you down. But you know what? It doesn't affect me.
Skippy doesn't. He's a fan.
No, Skippy's the type of guy that brings me up.
Yeah, because I don't do anything important like work on a radio or anything. I work at a big box store, and everybody that works here, they say that I'm dumb and stupid, and they call me even worse names.
Skip.
Like, what else Skip. Do they call you, Skippy?
Moron.
Ah, they ever call you like a wuss?
They call me all of that. Yeah. And then one day, because I listened to Dave, one day I said, yeah, well, you're jealous.
You're damn right. You're not going to take it anymore.
Yeah, but they kept doing it.
Skip, look, man. Just block them out, bro. Do your job. Get it done. Go home.
Give Skippy some advice. Sounds like he's suffering from some of the same things you go through, and you handle it, Dave, so maturely.
Well, I just, you know what I do, Stan? You know what I do? I just brush my shoulder, okay?
Don't tell Skippy.
Skip, just brush it off, okay? Just brush it off. Now, let me tell you something. You're going to run into employees that are mean. You're going to run into employees that are nice. It's just the way it is. It's just the way it is, okay, brother? Now, you're working at one of these big box stores. You know what?
Yeah.
Get your pallet jack and your diapers and go down that aisle and just seclude yourself and load that thing up and do your job and just don't worry about what these people say,
Seclude yourself? I mean, if in a big box store, somebody would come up and ask a question. Skippy has to be available, don't you think? If he secluded himself, he could probably cost him his job.
No, I imagine, Skippy, you work nights or days?
Yeah, I work nights, days.
I figured you did.
I'm only supposed to interact with guests if it's an emergency.
Understandable. I've been to many stores like that where it's only under emergency that I must speak to somebody.
Because they have a three-strike policy.
Oh, that is not right, Skip.
That's right. It's a business.
They got a three. Skip, you're telling me they got a three-strike policy against you?
He's telling you.
You shut up.
Yeah, because a lady guest told the manager that I made her uncomfortable.
Kind of like you.
Obviously you're not wearing street clothes. You got a uniform, so you're dressed in the typical uniform. What is it about yourself? Do you have abnormal facial features? Maybe an arm that's a little shorter?
Why are you talking to him like that? You know what? Skippy is part of the three-strike rules. He's under a lot of heat at work. I'll bet you strike two, Skippy. Must have been you were talking about other co-workers' private issues with other people and customers.
Out strike two.
Yep, strike two. You know, the gossip stuff will always get you at work.
But I think I'm a good looking guy.
Well, I can tell.
I was wondering.
How can you tell?
Listen to his voice.
I was wondering because Dave was saying that he was doing real well with the ladies last night. I was wondering if he got the first base.
No, unfortunately, man, you know, You know, I was broke, bro, so that put a little damper on things.
You're not talking bold and tough. This guy sounds like he could use some, you know, morale boosting, and you're talking to him about that you didn't even get to first base. What's he supposed to do when he's at the big box store tonight?
Well, yeah, I figure if Dave can't close the deal, I don't have much of a chance.
No, listen, man. Listen. Here's the thing. Skip, with me, I get opportunities on a daily basis.
Yeah, I bet.
Okay. It's a daily basis thing for me, and it's multiples, okay?
Beats it off with a stick. I've seen it.
You have, haven't you?
But I'm not a star like you are.
Well, you know, I'm just going to have to come down to that box store and talk to some people for you and let them know how good of a guy you are and, you know, let them know that you were on a big major radio show, and then maybe that'll increase your chances.
Oh, hell yeah. So how do you talk to girls that don't like you?
All of them?
You just, you know what? Let me tell you something, Skip. And this works. You throw enough S at the wall, something's going to stick. And if she don't like you, you keep going, you keep going. And finally, yeah.
You're learning stuff now, Skippy.
You know what? She's going to give in, and she's going to go, you know what? I'm going to have to pity this guy.
Well, what are you telling him that for? You know what? If you were, you said you had two chicks last night that were all over you.
Mm-hmm.
You got somebody that looks up to you, somebody that thinks you're a big star, well, somebody that's got time free, a lot of time, you're part-timer, three strikes already on Skippy. Hey, why don't you go hang out? Why don't two of you go hang out?
Oh, make him your wingman. Show him the way. Show him the ropes.
Would you like that, Skippy? Would you like to go out one night with Dave and really live it up with the chicks?
And be his wingman?
Well, that'd be a dream come true.
Hey, Skip, you know what we'll do? I got a damn good idea. I'll come pick you up. We'll run by Snakes in North Fort Myers, and we'll hook up with him, and we'll go to his local watering hole, and I guarantee you I'll get you laid.
Oh, that's cool, because I don't have a car or any transportation.
Don't worry, man.
Kind of hard when you don't have a car.
Yeah, that is an issue. That is an issue. But we'll get you. We'll get you. Hey, you know what? I got a van, bro. We'll load you up in the van, dude. Now, it does kind of have a jail feel to it, man. But we'll throw you, you know, we'll fix you up, man. We'll get you there.
Yeah, no AC.
Of course, Dave drives something cool like a van.
Yeah, darn right he does. Mr. Cool in the house.
You're damn right, bro.
He drives a van.
Just make sure you bring that paycheck, Skippy.
Hey, Dave, you remember when you did Dave, Guys Gone Nuts?
Yeah, Guys Gone Nuts. Yeah, man. Yeah, yeah.
That was good.
You like that? You want to hear that? You want to hear that?
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah, I'm telling you, man. I'm telling you, man.
What else did you like that he's done?
You know, one arm to camera, baby.
Dave, you remember that time when you were supposed to apologize to Stan Haney because you quit your job?
Yeah.
And then you came to apologize and you threw up all over the deck?
Yeah, I vomited, man, because I was nervous, yeah.
That was cool, wasn't it?
That was awesome.
I mean, that's a hell, you got to admit, that's got to be a flattering apology when you go to two guys that you've known a long time. And I said, man, I'm so sorry. You know, I said, that's
awesome.
My apology, boys. I got to go.
That was so awesome.
Skip, I do nothing but rad things, man. Okay?
That's true.
You know?
Man.
So you really like my Guys Gone Nuts stuff, man. Did you buy the tape?
I would love to buy that tape, but I didn't pay attention to any instructions.
I still got a box of VHSs in the van, man.
And I can't afford a VCR. Do you remember the time when you broke the windshield out of the van?
Do just another day in the life of the waterman.
It's all true.
Mm-hmm.
It's all true. This guy is the only person I know that looks up to you. You should hang out with him.
Stan, I'm nothing but rock and roll.
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
You're an idiot. Let's
go! What are you listening to? This transistor radio I made myself. Want to listen? Stan and Haney. It's a real radio and it works great. Could I build one too? Sure. All you have to do is put together all the parts that come in the kit. The transistor, the tuner, and a separate loudspeaker for broadcasting. Can you do your own broadcasting too? Yeah, sure. I'll do the announcing with this microphone while you work the radio. This is radio station
96 K-Rock.
The do-it-yourself radio station. Oh, boy, we're radio engineers.
Fellows, get your
Stan and Haney
radio at your favorite toy store.
Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Mark Haney in the news coming up here in just a second. Roger Marley in at 6 o'clock from the Absolute Law text line. Hearing Skippy and Dave. Boy, Dave, nothing more romantic than a windowless van. Kind of Silence of the Lambs type. Yeah, something to look up to.
And that's a lot of responsibility.
Yeah. Let's get you updated on traffic for your drive home this afternoon.
Now, K-Rock traffic.
Last half hour, a lot of stuff on the board. This half hour, just one thing to mention. And it's a crash, Daniels Parkway and State Road 82. That's almost to Lehigh Acres there on Daniels. And you are up to date. We'll have a final traffic update for you in about 30 minutes. Mark Haney and the News, brought to you by Jason and Todd at the Diamond District, starts right now.
Direct from our newsroom in color, this is the news with Roger Mudd in Indianapolis, David Shoemaker in Indianapolis, Don Webster in Saigon, Robert Pierpoint in Washington, Robert Shackney in New York City, and Jim Kincaid in Hewlett, New York.
Hi, I'm Garrick Utley, and you're listening to Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Good afternoon. This is the news for today, Friday, July 27th.
Double M XV Triple I.
Telling it like it is, I'm Mark Haney. American cheese. What could be more American than American cheese?
Does, and here, now I gotta have this right off the bat. Are these things you didn't know?
Yes. I forgot to say it, didn't I?
Cheddar and Swiss, those are all cheesed. Does American cheese fall into that category? Or is it's processed, right?
I'm not an expert, Stan.
You know, you got your cheddars, your Mumfords, your Roquefords, your Swiss, and then you got American. That's not something. Something you take off a wheel, is it?
I guess it could be. I think it's actual cheese.
Is it actual cheese?
Yeah, because the processed stuff has brand names.
Okay. Yeah.
Like your Velveeta's.
Right.
American cheese was invented by a Canadian.
Jeez.
You may be familiar with his last name. James Kraft was born in Canada in 1874, moved to Chicago in 1903, and created American cheese in 1916.
So it's been around for a while.
Mm-hmm. Who could imagine a world without the WWE's WrestleMania?
It's turned into an institution.
It was not originally supposed to be called WrestleMania. Back in 1985, Vince McMahon was going to call it originally the Colossal Tussle.
All right, I like that.
But WrestleMania is so much
better.
That's
what it is. It's WrestleMania, Colossal Tussle.
What do you suppose the last year without a plane crash somewhere in the world that killed at least 50 people was? Last year without a plane crash anywhere that killed a minimum of 50 people.
We hear about plane crashes all the time. I would assume it's not as far back as you would think it was. Maybe we've had one or two years where, guess what? We didn't have one. I don't know, 2004.
The last year without a plane crash somewhere in the world that killed at least 50 people was 1954.
Jeez.
There have already been five this year. But remember, that's worldwide.
Yeah, and back in 54, transportation, you didn't have jets back then. You were using those prop planes that held a lot less people, too. I don't know. I don't know. I'll take your word for it. It's things I didn't know. I didn't know. You got a goodies, by the way?
Yeah, they're in short supply, but if you need one, I absolutely
yeah, I've this it's been lingering for a while.
Well, let's deal with that.
Thank you.
Sorry about that.
Sorry, I wanted to ask you before the break, and I was that the wrong one? Or if you don't have enough, you can keep them. I'll
want you to suffer.
No, I'll live with it.
No.
If you don't have an extra.
I'm just, this may be a different flavor.
I don't care. What flavor is it?
I think it might be orange.
That's fine. Thank you. Thank you very much. It's just, been lingering all day. It's stress.
Right, started right around the time Dave showed up.
Yep, it did. I'm not kidding you. It's just a lot of stress.
Now, you and I, growing up, we've always known about dinosaurs.
Growing up as a kid, I loved learning all I could about the dinosaurs.
And unfortunately, everything we learned turned out to be wrong.
Yeah, you know, dinosaurs and what we used to call them, they changed the names on them. Remember, we had a Brontosaurus, we had the T-Rex.
And we were told that they were all reptiles when they turned out to be Boids.
And that they're in the bird family, yes.
In the what family?
Boid. Yeah.
Well, this is just an interesting, I guess you could say, thought experiment. George Washington, father of our country, died in 1799. The first dinosaur fossil was found in 1824, which means Washington had no idea that dinosaurs were a thing.
Think about that.
Just didn't know.
Didn't even know anything about it. Didn't the dinosaurs? What are you talking about? He had no idea that dinosaurs existed.
Nope. He died in 1799, jeez, and the first fossil wasn't found until 1824.
And he was supposed to be so smart. Didn't know what if? Didn't know dinosaurs existed.
Dinosaur? What is that?
Think about that.
This is a story that I just saw, and it is unbelievable.
What?
You know, we have our attorney, Mike Chiannopoulos, in here once a week, and all too often we hear about a guy who's done nothing wrong, loves his wife and kids, but, you know, she needs to go find herself or her needs are unfulfilled because he works too much.
Right. Yep. Oh, yeah.
This is an amazing story. And it is coming to us from North Carolina. A North Carolina man named Keith King got a judgment for $9 million from the man who stole his wife. A Superior Court judge awarded him $8.8 million in compensatory and punitive damages from his wife's Texas lover, Francisco Hizar III.
Good. It's about damn time.
King sued Hizar for, among many other complaints, criminal conversation, alienation of affection, and accused him of breaking up the King's marriage. They have a 5-year-old daughter together, but she has other needs.
Yes. She's staring at those four walls every day, alone, no one to share the child rearing with. She had to find herself.
And it is just amazing.
Well, you know what? For once, some good news. Guy's going to go and get, $9 million off of that jackpot.
And I mean, she is not offensive, but she's not something to write home about. It's kind of surprising that there's a big hubbub over this one.
Why, she's not that great?
Come here and look. Gummy smile. I know you don't care for that.
No. Oh, not too gummy. No.
She's nothing that special.
No. I mean, she's not offensive to the eye.
Well,
but
she burns in the sun. See, D-Train even knows it. Burns in the sun.
But it's... She's not one that you're going, oh, well, of course. Yeah, there's going to be a war over that one.
Look at her. High maintenance.
Uh-huh.
High maintenance. Come on. Please.
Now, Hizar's attorney, Sherry Patrick, that's C-H-E-R-I, you've known a few of them, argues that the King's 6-year marriage was crumbling long before Danielle met Mr. Hizar.
Yeah, after he bought her a house and gave her everything she needed and busted his ass working to provide the good life for her so she could get the cosmetics that would protect her from UV rays.
The attorney described the husband, Mr. King, who is 15 years older than his 33-year-old wife, as controlling and manipulative. Ah.
What a bunch of...
The lawyer for the defendant recounted in court how King routinely reviewed the contents of his wife's phone, tracked her movements...
For good reason!
Forced her to wear bikinis and stilettos.
Yes, because when he goes out in public with his high-paying job in business, he wants something to look good when he's out there. He don't want no pig.
He was so cruel, he wouldn't allow her to dye her hair.
Well, by that, look at the picture now. She's dyeing it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, she's doing everything now.
Yep.
Everything that he forbade her to do.
Yep.
When called to testify, the wife claimed
she
was the one who romantically pursued the other man and that her marriage to Keith was an unhappy one from the outset.
How old was the kid?
5.
Yeah. Went downhill there when mommy realized that it wasn't all about her anymore and had to take care of a child.
Yeah.
And she realized then it was too much.
In early January, Danielle moved out of the marital home and rented an apartment with the other man.
Of course,
on the lease.
Make it playing house.
When her husband came by one day and found her lover there, the men came to blows and Hizar put him in a chokehold, according to court papers. His lawyer argued that he was only trying to protect his terrified girlfriend from her manipulative and controlling husband.
Yeah, that beast.
When the judge delivered the verdict at the conclusion of the civil trial, he remarked, it was a, quote, textbook case of how not to end a marriage in North Carolina.
Yeah.
$8.8 million.
Now, mark my words. The two lovebirds now, the boyfriend and the wife.
The love what's?
Love buds.
Oh, okay.
That won't last much longer now. He's been tapped out hard now on
this. He only pulls down about 84 grand, and it's going to take everything he's got.
Everything he's got, and that's going to make her unhappy.
And so what they need to do is to appeal this to a liberal judge who will throw it out.
Yeah, absolutely. Find some bleeding heart.
Mm-hmm. In a moment.
Respected anchorman, my colleague, Mark Haney.
Sorry about that.
Ill?
I had a tremor in my finger and it went off.
Isn't that what Tony accused you of, your fat fingers?
Yep. Here.
Hi, I'm Bill O'Reilly with today's good news. Here's Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, my colleague, Mark Haney.
Bill.
Oh, I want to give props where props are due. Zito's been on vacation this week here on the broadcast, and he'll be back on Monday. But we had this part-timer guy, Ken, filling in.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't let him on this. I just saw how he operated. Longtime radio guy. So he's in here sneezing. I'm thinking,
great.
You got a cold? He goes, no, it's my allergies. They always kick up, and they're just been bothering me the past couple of days. And he had a box of Kleenex that was his, and he finished his Kleenex, and the box was empty. He threw it away, and he said, I've got to go. And
that wasn't his box.
Yes, it was.
No, it's my box is gone.
your box is right.
That's
here.
Not it.
Then this is his box. This is Ken's box because he brought it
in
himself.
No, I had a long box.
I moved it yesterday when the band came in. It's on top of your Destiny box.
See? No, it's not.
Yes. Yes, it is.
No. Is that the long one?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right.
See?
But there was
there
was another small one, too, though, D-Train.
This one was his. He opened it specifically for himself. He did not. He said, I'm not going to take somebody else's Kleenex.
Well, good for him.
And he used his own box.
I was ready.
I was almost ready to say, well, use one of Haney's.
Oh, you were. That's so nice of you.
But I didn't. I said, that's not my place.
Well, you know, maybe when Dave comes back, I'll go, you know what, Dave? You know, leave the van here. Take Stan's car.
What?
Well, we do have a shortage of Kleenexes right
now. Yeah, it's like we hardly have any.
I think we're down to 3 cases.
Yeah. But I thought that was, at least he knows, being in the business as long as he has been, you don't take another man's Kleenex.
No, and he's got my respect for that.
And he opened up his own, he finished his last Kleenex, and he was blowing his nose. He said, man, my sinus is these allergies. I've got to go, I brought in another box for myself and went and got his own Kleenex. Wasn't going to go and take another man's Kleenex.
That's old school.
Yep. You were ready to go and jump them, but your box of Kleenex is right there.
Oh, yeah. I'm not going to accuse an innocent man once I have the evidence.
Yeah. Sorry about that, folks.
But, you know, you get burned one too many times. Yeah. And sorry about that, folks. A woman went into labor at Six Flags over Georgia's Hurricane Harbor Water Park on Monday.
Please, ruining it for everybody else. You know what? We're there to have a good time. Go down the lazy river a few slides. She ruins it.
So far, she's only identified by her first name, which is Christina.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
Christina.
Would you like to read the editorial comment in bold?
Apparently, her name is not Christina. It's Crustina. You're right. Hey, Christina.
Now, it's not clear if Christina...
That's her name, folks.
...was there with family or what, or if the labor was induced by any of the water slides she went down. What a great idea, you know, pregnant ladies.
Yeah, you know what they do to you.
I don't understand women. Hey, I'm heavily pregnant. Let's go to the water park.
Yep.
EMTs at the park delivered a baby boy named Matthew, and Christina,
there she is,
is doing just great. And now Six Flags is making a big mistake by giving both of them what they call Diamond Elite memberships.
Ooh.
That provides them complimentary visits to any Six Flags theme park for life. The park also released a statement wishing them a lifetime of happiness, health, and many thrilling roller coaster rides together. Now, theme park operators preparing for an influx of heavily pregnant women.
Yep. And will that just be for the parents, or will they have to, once the kid grows up, will the kid have to pay?
No. It's only for the mother and the child. They leave the father out of it.
Or if they have any other children later on, so the father has to pay and their two other kids have to pay full price, while mom, who caused this mess, can go in with the little one.
Yep. 37-year-old Todd Shell of Mesa, Arizona, was hospitalized on Tuesday with what doctors call heat-related issues.
Come on.
The high temperature in Mesa on Tuesday afternoon was a dry 115 degrees.
I'm going through heat issues right now.
When Todd was discharged, he found himself without a ride home. And considering he'd just been hospitalized due to heat-related issues, he didn't want to walk home. What to do?
For crying out loud, you got the Ubers, you got the Lyfts, get a ride!
Todd opted to steal an ambulance.
Oh my God.
Police tracked him down without difficulty and pulled him over. He explained his heat-related issues, and he said he was simply going to buy a sandwich, head home, and then, once things had cooled down, he planned to return the ambulance at some point in the future. He was arrested for unlawful use of transportation, and hopefully the jail he's at is air-conditioned.
Take a look at him. He's stolen a few things before.
What do you think he's stolen?
I don't think, you know. He wouldn't hesitate stealing.
Pickpocket?
Sure. Retail stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, do the old switcheroo on somebody. Mm-hmm. Just to go and stole an ambulance. Now, D-Train used to drive an ambulance.
Yeah, he did. That's when he was working at Wendy's.
I'm wondering. Yeah. And then he would go and drive an ambulance.
Mm-hmm.
We see the ambulances today. They're almost like Econo vans. You know, they're well and built. Are there any still? This is the ambulance I'd like to be in. The ones that were the modified Cadillacs.
Station wagons?
That were extra long.
Yeah.
Low to the ground.
A lot of big fins and flare.
Yes. Yeah. Those were, you know, the private companies that would have them.
Yeah, those are sweet, aren't they?
Yeah.
Hello, I'm Bill Curtis of Investigative Reports. For our final story, here is Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Bill. You know, Stan, every generation has its bad apples.
Mm-hmm.
Certainly, we've seen it from the baby boomers and Gen X. But what is a millennial burglar like? On Sunday, a couple in their 60s in Palo Alto, California, were woken up in the middle of the night by a burglar in their home. The burglar was a 17-year-old, and he'd cut through a screen to gain access. And the reason he woke the couple up?
Yeah.
He was out of data and wanted their Wi-Fi password. The couple responded to the request by calling the police and physically chased him from the house. The police caught him a few minutes later, and once they had him in custody, they connected him to another burglary the night before, where he'd also asked the people in the house he was robbing if he could hop on their Wi-Fi.
Jeez. Sounds like something Dave would do.
Now, as far as they can tell, he didn't actually steal anything from either of the houses, but he was on a stolen bicycle, so the cops have him on two burglary charges and one theft charge. Hey, brah, you get your Wi-Fi?
Yeah.
Lucky he's not 6 feet under. Try that in Stan's house. Wake him up, ask him for his Wi-Fi. Old Black Bess come up to meet you. And that's the news for today, Friday, July
29th.
There he is, little Marky Haney, telling it like it is.
Jason and Todd from the Diamond District bringing us news. You remember the ambulances? They used to be long. The modified Cadillac.
Mm-hmm.
And,
they got the tail fins.
And then, you know, door would open sideways in the back, and they'd lift the stretchers in there.
Mm-hmm.
And then the ambulance attendants would have to crawl to get in the back of those big, long cars. That's luxury.
Really inconvenient. Yeah.
Yep. And it was private ambulance companies. You know, we pay to have the emergency people, fire district. They would have your own ambulance companies in one town.
You watch those old after-school specials about LSD and Art Linkletter's daughter. They always get in that ambulance.
Yep.
I can fly.
Yep, private.
I can fly.
Take a break.
No,
we'll be back.
Can't.
Nope. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
I'm one of the most recognizable voices in the world today. Network television, Major League Baseball, and countless documentaries. Yet, because I worked with these guys in the early 90s, I'm obligated to say, you're listening to my friends, Stan and Haney. This is beneath me. 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody, Stan and Haney. Thank you so much for spending your week with us. Okay, see, I'm broadcasting right now, and Dave is waving stuff at me.
Because you unplugged my headset.
Let me explain something to you,
dunce brain. For 20 minutes.
What did you call him?
Dunce brain. When you take your headphones off and are leaving them on the counter plugged in, I have an open monitor in the studio. I have to unplug them. You stoop.
These things don't reverb,
Let's do some traffic.
They don't reverb,
they don't
dude.
Yeah, bro. Tell me.
I know electronics, dude.
Do you? Do you really?
Hey, you know what? It's time to do traffic.
You know how to solder stuff.
Damn right, bro. Look.
People don't know that.
Hell no. Traffic. I fixed these headphones five times.
I ain't got all day.
All right, Bayshore Road, we got a crash. North Fort Myers, no injuries to be reported there. All right, Fort Myers, disabled vehicle, Bass Road and Gladiolus Drive. Be on the lookout for that there. Crash, Fort Myers.
Everything's be on the lookout. Use a different descriptive phrase.
Okay, how about swerve around this one?
There we go.
And Fort Myers, South Tamiantro and Alico Road. And you might want to make a U-turn and head the other way on Daniels Parkway and State Road 82 and find an alternate route in Fort Myers to get your ass home.
Okay.
That's traffic. You're
not
up
bad.
To date.
Not bad. It's a little bit better than be on the lookout for every single one.
You know what I'm on the lookout for?
What's that?
You.
I thought you were looking out for chicks.
Nah, man. Nah, dude. They look out for me. Bro.
No. Here's what he's looking out for.
Hi. I'm Dave the Waterman from the Stan and Haney Show, and I'm here to raise money for my cancer fund. Recently, I was up in Tampa, Florida. Gentleman took me out for some beers, and he informed me there's a great market for Guys Gone Nuts videos. Well, I'm here to say that I went out bought me a nice new video recorder. That's right, you heard it. Guys Gone Nuts. I'm here and I'm filming and I've got great footage. For $9.99, you can get these DVDs. You're going to see upshots of guys' s***s, sex. You're going to see man boobs. You're going to see a little d***ing, little d***ing action. Shaved, clean, and hairy like a forest. You're going to see all things and buses and truck stops you wouldn't see anywhere else but on my special DVD. That's right, Guys Gone Nuts. It don't matter if you're fat, ugly, bitch, or a sexual, a freak. These videos are for you. The action is there. Guys Gone Nuts. Guys Gone Nuts. Guys Gone Nuts. Guys Gone Nuts. The only way you can get closer to the action is if they were resting on your face.
Yeah.
And if you order right now, I'll send you my special I've One-Armed the Camera video of yes, you know who, me, Dave the Waterman. Buy this video. I need some help with this cancer. I'm in the hole with this camera, and it's not helping. Dave the Waterman presents Guys Gone Nuts. Guys Gone Nuts. Guys Gone Nuts. Guys Gone Nuts. Woo! Skip, that's for you, buddy.
Let's laugh.
It's time once again for another Stan and Haney stand-up comedy classic. Classic comedy like it used to be on 96K-Rock.
I have a husband. He's nice. People like him. No, we're very happy. We've both been married before, and so we know. You know what the secret is? Can I tell you the secret? The secret is every night before we go to bed, we play this game, and it's called How Is This Better Than Our First Marriage? He'll say things like, you really get me, and I'll say, you never slept with the babysitter. And I have two kids. I have a daughter from my first marriage, and then I have a son from this one. A little bit of an age difference between my kids. I had my daughter when I was 22, and I had my son when I was 42. Yes, you're shocked. Imagine how my daughter felt. Do you know what my daughter tells people behind my back? My mother's such a control freak, she had her own grandchild. Was very upset when he heard about this, and he said, Mommy, when I have kids, you'll still be their grandma, right? And I was like, sure, if I remember who you are.
Have yourselves a great weekend. Lord willing, we'll be back here on Monday, 2 o'clock. We'll do it all over again. This is the Stan and Haney Show, 96K-Rock, and we leave you this afternoon with this. Ahoy!
Hey, what's up?
Hey, what's up? Who's this?
Hey, this is Skippy. I just
Skippy?
Wanted to call Skippy.
Hey, Skippy.
Dave rocks.
Yeah,
hey,
you
thank
go.
You, Skippy.
You got yourself a fan right there, Dave.
Hey, Skippy, thank you, man. I'm going to add you to the board here.
Yeah, I'm a big fan, especially because you always stand up for yourself when everybody's trying to call you names and stuff.
Man, they're always trying to bring the man down, you know?
Yeah, because I don't do anything important like work on a radio or anything. I work at a big box store, and
right.
Everybody that works here, they say that I'm dumb and stupid, and they call me even worse names.
Skip.
Like, what else Skip. Do they call you, Skippy?
Moron.
Ah, they ever call you like a wuss?
They call me all of that.
Yeah.
And then one day, because I listened to Dave, one day I said, yeah, well, you're jealous.
You're damn right. You're not going to take it anymore.
Yeah, but they kept doing it.
Skip, look, man. Just block them out, bro. Do your job. Get it done. Go home.
Give Skippy some advice. Sounds like he's suffering from some of the same things you go through, and you handle it, Dave, so maturely.
Well, I just, you know what I do, Stan? You know what I do? I just brush my shoulder, okay?
Well,
I just
don't brush tell me. It. Tell Skippy.
Skip, just brush it off, okay? Just brush it off. Now, let me tell you something. You're going to run into employees that are mean. You're going to run into employees that are nice. It's just the way it is. It's just the way it is, okay, brother? Now, you're working at one of these big box stores. You know what?
Yeah.
Get your pallet jack and your diapers and go down that aisle and just seclude yourself and load that thing up and do your job and just don't worry about what these people say,
seclude,
man.
Seclude yourself? I mean, if in a big box store, somebody would come up and ask a question. Skippy has to be available, don't you think? If he secluded himself, you could probably cost him his job.
No, I imagine, Skippy, you work nights or days.
Yeah, I work nights, days.
I figured you did.
I'm only supposed to interact with guests if it's an emergency.
Understandable, understandable.
I've been to
many,
like you.
I've been to many stores like that where it's only under emergency that I must speak to somebody.
Because they have a three-strike policy.
Oh, that is not right, Skip.
That's right. It's a business.
And I was wondering, because Dave was saying that he was doing real well with the ladies last night, I was wondering if he got the first base.
No, unfortunately, man, you know, you know, I was broke, bro, so that put a little damper on things.
You're not talking bold and tough. This guy sounds like he could use some, you know, morale boosting.
How do you talk to girls that don't like you?
All of them?
You just, you know what? Let me tell you something, Skip. And this works. You throw enough S at the wall, something's going to stick. And if she don't like you, you keep going, you keep going. And finally, yeah.
You're learning stuff now, Skippy.
You know what? She's going to give in, and she's going to go, you know what? I'm going to have to pity this guy.
You said you had two chicks last night that were all over you.
Mm-hmm.
You got somebody that looks up to you, somebody that thinks you're a big star,
well,
somebody that's got
time
free, a lot of time, you're part-timer, three strikes already on Skippy. Hey, why don't you go hang out? Why don't two of you go hang out?
Oh, make him your wingman. Show him the way. Show him the ropes.
Would you like that, Skippy? Would you like to go out one night with Dave and really live it up with the chicks?
And be his wingman?
Well, that'd be a dream come true.
Hey, Skip, you know what we'll do? I got a damn good idea. I'll come pick you up. We'll run by Snakes in North Fort Myers. And we'll hook up with him, and we'll go to his local watering hole, and I guarantee you I'll get you laid.
Oh, that's cool, because I don't have a car or any transportation.
Don't worry. Don't worry.
Kind of hard when you don't have a car.
Yeah, that is an issue. That is an issue, but we'll get you. Hey, you know what? I got a van, bro. We'll load you up in the van, dude.
That was awesome.
I mean, that's a help. You got to admit, that's got to be a flattering apology when you go to two guys that you've known a long time. And I said, man, I'm so sorry. Blah! You know, and I said, that's
awesome.
My apology, boys. I got to go.
That was so awesome.
I do. Skip, I do nothing but rad things, man. Okay?
That's true.
You know?
Man.
So you really like my guys gone nuts stuff, man. Did you buy the tape?
I would love to buy that tape, but I didn't pay attention to the instructions.
I still got a box of VHSs in the van, man.
And I can't afford a VCR. Do you remember the time when you broke the windshield out of the van?
Blue skies.
Yeah.
Every day's a gift.
96 K-Rock.
Social security case, dial pound 529 on your cell. Pound law, that's all.
K-Rock.